Yo, what's up, everybody? Anton here from ecommercelifestyle.com, and welcome to another episode of the e-commerce lifestyle podcast. So if you listen in a lot, you probably know I typically record these things in my car. If it sounds different today, it's because I'm in the office, and the reason I'm recording it now in the office is because something just came up, and I wanted to share this message with you kind of as it's happening in real time. So if you're listening to this and you're part of Dropship Lifestyle, which is my coaching program, which, by the way, if you're not, go to dropshiplifestyle.com/webinar. Again, dropshiplifestyle.com/webinar. And that's where you could see exactly how we build our businesses and try to basically make as much money as possible while putting in the smallest amount of effort. So the goal of the businesses we build there is to have businesses that allow you to live a certain lifestyle, right? So I'm big into lifestyle design, thanks to how I got my start with e-commerce, which is the 4-Hour Workweek and Tim Ferriss. And one of the things that, you know, we kind of set up in our businesses are systems that we can put in place so that we're not constantly every day doing what I would call, I don't want to say meaningless work, that's the wrong way to say it, but work that's busy work, right? Things that if you allow yourself to, you can get caught up in and spend hours every day doing the same thing when maybe they don't have to be done every day and maybe you can space them out. So again, if you're part of Dropship Lifestyle, you know that one of the things we have a system for when it comes to advertising is auditing our accounts. And what I mean by auditing is just going into every place we advertise, whether that be different blogs, whether that be through Bing or Google or Facebook, whatever, but going into those accounts, making sure everything is looking good and seeing if anything changed or if we need to adjust everything. So again, if you don't have a system where you know you're going to check it, let's just say every 2 weeks like we do, it could be something that you're just in every day for an hour clicking around when you don't have to be. Okay, so that's again taught in Dropship Lifestyle, which is my coaching program. So I was doing that today for our own ad accounts because I'm the one that audits our stuff because I want to know if it's everything working. So I was in Facebook today and I was looking, and there's one campaign that we have that's a retargeting campaign. We have different retargeting campaigns, but there's one specifically that's for our hottest audience, meaning the people that got as close to possible as purchasing but didn't purchase. And in that campaign, we have probably like 6 or 7 or 8 different ad sets that are targeting people at different stages of how hot they are. But again, it's all of our hottest audiences, meaning people that are most likely to buy because they came closest to buying but didn't. And then it's getting them back to our site to complete their purchase. So today, when I was looking through the numbers, when I was auditing it, I looked for that campaign and I said, wait, where is this? Like, why is it not showing up in my business manager? So I thought, okay, let me refresh this, and still not there. And I said, okay, this is weird. And then I went to look for inactive campaigns, and there it was. So just by going in there and checking this, I saw that this campaign somehow got switched off. And at the time I'm recording this, let me check what day is today. It's Wednesday, March 13th. I went back to see when it was turned off, and it was turned off about 13 days ago. Now, I didn't turn it off. I don't think anyone on my team turned it off. This has happened to us in the past where Facebook has just sometimes turned off campaigns. I don't know if it has something to do with their rules or what, but this thing was not that it wasn't just showing, but it was just gone. It was the little toggle. If you use Facebook ads, you know, it slides from blue to gray. It was gray. And again, for about 13 days now, this best campaign, the one that sends probably 1,000 highly, highly qualified leads back to our site, was off. Now, if you're thinking like, well, how did you not notice that sooner? Well, the thing that's kind of strange is revenue the past 2 weeks. It has been maybe a little bit down, but not out of like a normal variance, right? So it wasn't like sales just disappeared and I had something trigger in my head like, oh, I should go check this right now because we're not making any money. Again, sales maybe were down a little bit, but within our normal variance of sales. So by seeing that today, I went in and what did I do? I turned it on. So is that rocket science? No. But the point is, if you don't have systems like this where you're going in and auditing your ads, or I'll go through some other things that I audit as well. But if you're not doing it, you know, things could happen. Again, I did not turn this campaign off, and I really don't think anyone on our team did because I asked and because I have seen stuff like this happen in the past. You need to be in there. You need to be checking because you're not always going to just have a red flag pop up. Like again, our sales didn't just totally drop off, but if it would have been on, guess what? Our sales would have been a lot higher. So am I, you know, mad that it was off for the past 2 weeks. The short answer is, yeah, I wish it was on, but I'm happy that I caught it now rather than not checking for another 2 weeks and then going in and realizing we missed out on a month of our best campaigns running or our highest value campaigns running. So I just wanted to share that. Like, again, this stuff, we do it for a reason. When I say we audit our accounts, it's not just because, you know, I think, yeah, you should go check it out. It's because stuff like this comes up sometimes at no fault of your own or no one on your team's own or your business manager's own. You just need to go in there and be on top of it. So going back to these audits, okay, what do we audit? I'll give you some high-level things that maybe you want to put systems in place for your business. And speaking of that, before I get into them, I'll just say that if you want to see like exactly how we do this stuff, like exactly what I'm looking for, exactly what our KPIs are, like a screen share of how this is done, I'm putting together a new program. It's called the Branding Accelerator. And next week, I'll talk about it on the podcast. And that's where like you're literally watching me set all this stuff up. Again, it's called the Branding Accelerator, and you'll hear more from me about that probably next week. So what do we do though? High level, okay. Ad accounts, like I mentioned. Every ad account that you're using, again, Pinterest, Facebook, Google, Bing, blogs, wherever you're directly media buying from, whatever, go in there every 2 weeks. First of all, make sure everything is running. Again, maybe at no fault of your own, something got turned off. Next thing I look at are our costs. Are they increasing? Are they decreasing? And are we getting consistent results? So if our average return on ad spend is, let's just say 10, and this week it's 12, then that's awesome. And I'll see, like, did anything happen that possibly made it go up? Is anything performing better? Should I do more of that? Or if our average return on ad spend is 10 and last week it was 5, then okay, what's going on? So basically, based on what you find, you dive kind of deeper into the numbers. So again, let's just say our return on ad spend average is 10. This week, for some reason, it was 5. Then I'm going to start looking at things like, well, what caused it to drop? Is it cost per click that went up? Is it conversion rate on the site, right? So you start dissecting it. Like, what's the cause of the variance, especially if it's massive? And honestly, usually there's nothing major, but if there is, then instead of this audit process being 30 minutes, maybe it's a couple hours of work. So next thing that I audit is our traffic. So just diving into Google Analytics, seeing if traffic is consistent, see if it's growing, seeing if it's decreasing. And again, if it's outside of the normal range that I expect and it's going up or down, I want to see what's causing that. So let's just say it shoots up and our traffic is up 30%. Okay, well, what happened? Is that from Facebook? Is that from Google? Is that organic? Is it from paid? And why did that happen? So what you see in the audit, you then basically, again, take that next step and dive in. If traffic went down, okay, well, what happened? Go into traffic sources in Google Analytics and see if, okay, well, Facebook's been consistent and Google's been consistent, but oh, look at this. A week ago, Bing went from sending us 100 people a day to 50. Well, what happened? Let me go into Bing and find out, right? So again, identify what's happening and then find the cause. Other things that I look for in Google Analytics is our bounce rate. Again, is that in our normal window of where it should be? Is it drastically lower? Is it drastically higher? Sometimes like you'll find just random things. Like there was one audit that I did maybe 2 years ago where I saw our bounce rate basically cut in half. And I knew something was wrong because traffic was pretty much equal, but our bounce rate was just like ridiculously low, meaning people leaving. And I realized it was because something happened with our code, our tracking code, where it got duplicated. So it just wasn't firing properly, or it was firing twice and the numbers just got all out of whack. So, you know, maybe you'll identify something like that. Other things you can audit depending on the size and scale of your business are things like customer service. So how many tickets are you getting per day? So emails in, how many live chats, how long is it taking them to be responded to? Again, this is something you could think about at scale, but if you have people managing live chat, how long do they usually take to respond to people? Is that up or down this week? Do you normally get 500 live chats a week and this week you got 100? Well, why did that happen? Again, conversion rates on your site. Are the conversion rates up? Are they down? And typically we do look at this across the board, but you know, what you want to do is focus this to your best-selling products. And if you usually sell you know, 10 units of item ABC every week, and this week or the past 2 weeks you sold two, then why? You know, then dissect it, figure it out from there. But the point of this, this audit process, again, it's to catch problems sooner than later. And the main takeaway I think you should get is this isn't something you have to do every day. If you do it about every 2 weeks, it saves your time. So the rest of those days you could be focusing on whatever it is you want to focus on. If any red flags pop up in between the 2 weeks when you're doing audits, then, you know, identify them and fix them right away. But this 2 week thing gives you an opportunity to go in, to have a dedicated amount of time, to look at all your numbers, to make sure things are either working or they're not. And if they're not, you can fix them. And if they're working better than usual, you can see why and do more of that. So hope you found this episode useful. Again, just wanted to hop on here real quick and share it. I'll be talking more next week about our branding accelerator and how that all works. But for now, if you have any questions, just hop on over to ecommercelifestyle.com. We just redesigned that entire website. You could find our full, you know, backlog of episodes. And there's also a section to ask questions for future episodes. So anything you want to know, hop on over there, ecommercelifestyle.com. Ask a question, let me know, and I'll talk to you in the next episode of the podcast. Thank you.